fact, one of the speeches, one that you make particular note of in your book, is one that he made before the ministerial alliance in 64.
Yeah.
When he really punched back at Bob.
Well, that speech was, that situation was rigged. The ministerial alliance included many of the ministers in Little Rock, but it did not include one who was there, a guy named Dilmel Mosier Jr., who was, and I presume still is, a real radical sort of redneck, if you know what I mean, a very segregationist, conservative, Big Pharma supporter. He showed up at the meeting, and of course his only reason for being there was to try to embarrass W.R., and he succeeded in doing it, because the minute W.R. finished his speech, and W.R. had become fed up with Orville Faubus, and we had cautioned him to keep the gloves on, be quiet, don't get uptight, just go on and run a positive campaign, and he had done it up till that point, and he had had it. So he unleashed. Faubus had been doing every dirty thing you can imagine as far as W.R. was concerned. He just was so offended personally by all the things W.R. had done to him. He resented the little flyers that were published and distributed. He resented the comment Faubus made about Windrock and about booze and all that sort of thing. So he unleashed an attack on Faubus that was really strongest thing he ever said, I guess. He just really, really put it back on and really let him have it. And Faubus, rather hastily, appeared to be changing his own speech, and he did. I don't know what he was going to say, but after that, he spoke second, Faubus did, and he got up from a legal pad speech and said his things. But after Rocco finished, there was a question and answer period. Of course, I think the first question from Mosier was, you know, how many times, you know, has your wife been divorced? How many times have you been divorced? And then he asked Faubus a question so Faubus could say, you know, I think a governor should be like a Baptist deacon, you know, one wife. And so, of course, Faubus later dropped Alta and married some gal about 40 years his junior. But at the time, you know, he was Mr. Morality or trying to be. So Rockefeller was kind of proud of that speech and proud of his appearance there because he was, as he said, gutsy. And he was. He got with it.
Did he read from a prepared speech there?
Yes, he did, but he prepared it himself. I wrote him a speech for that occasion. And he took it and worked on it all the night previous to that, or almost all night, dictating and changing and organizing. He stayed with the material pretty well, but he put himself into it real nicely. And the speech that he delivered was one he had really written himself, and it was a damn good speech. One of his better efforts, I'd say.